Okay. So right now, I am proud to say that sitting next to me is Mr. David Wilcox. Thank you so much for stopping by this morning.
My pleasure. I've learned a lot already.
You know, it's really fun to have people in the actual studio with you rather than some kind of telephone thing or something.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate you. I know that you have had a long drive today, and I know you have a gig tonight, so I really do appreciate you stopping by and taking some time out of your busy day.
My pleasure.
Your show tonight, before we get any further, just to let the listeners know if they've tuned in, is in Westfield, New Jersey tonight. You'll be part of the Coffee with a Conscience series at the First United Methodist Church, and that's at 1 East Broad Street in Westfield, New Jersey. And we do have two pairs of tickets to give away from the promoters today. So maybe at some point when we play something, we'll open up the phone lines and people can give a call and have a chance to go see it tonight in Westfield, New Jersey. It's very fun to be plugging a gig the night of. You know, so often I'm talking to musicians and we're talking about gigs 3 weeks away. But it's fun that today's the day.
Today is the day. Now is the time.
So it's really, you know, and I'm doing a lot of talking. I'm not letting you do much.
That's all right. We're just getting acquainted.
I wanted to ease in with a story. When I was much younger, I guess that album came out in 1993, the How Did You Find Me Here. I remember finding that CD in a thrift store, probably mm-hmm. around that time, 94 or something, thinking, this looks really cool. This guy's got a cool name. David, I thought your name was very cool, David Wilcox. And I bought it, and I learned about it. It was just something that I bought on a total lark. And some of the history that I've read about you, that seems to be much of the way that record got around, kind of
yes,
a word of mouth.
Definitely,
thing.
That's why I named it that.
And I really enjoyed that record. I really enjoyed Eye of the Hurricane growing up. And being here at the station, I've been here for over a decade now, about on and off about 13 years or so. And I've had many different shows with many different formats, sort of acoustic folk kind of shows,
yeah.
and this is kind of a mixed bag. But in all of the different shows and all the different genres, I've managed to sort of use that CD and that particular track as sort of an anchor. So that track has come in
wow.
handy many times for me through my illustrious radio career.
Cool.
So I wanted to start with that little story and let you know that about
wow.
me.
I'm glad that that song could sort of bridge all the musical categories. I do love the idea that, you know, for me, when I listen to music, I hear the intention behind it. I hear how the ideas in it would change your life. And to me, what the music's effect sort of psychologically, emotionally, spiritually has on you, that's how you should categorize music. It doesn't matter like which instruments you're playing. That's pretty silly.
Right.
So it's sort of like listening to what's being said, whether it's said in one language or another. Because otherwise, it would be as if you listen to a political speech and then afterwards you talk about how they conjugate their verbs or the syntax.
Right.
And you say, well, wait a minute, weren't there issues? Oh, no. Let's just talk about the way it sounded.
It's
to
true.
Me, it's odd. And I know music is sound, but what I hear when I hear it is I listen through to the heart of the person singing. I guess because I'm so immersed in music that I don't hear the surface of it. I hear, you know, sort of like where it's coming from.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, very, very astute ideas there.
Thanks.
So, what's bringing you to Westfield, New Jersey? What's going on? You've got your new album out, and
now that the weather's beautiful, you know, I was going to be up here before, but I couldn't get out of Asheville. The storms were coming through.
Oh.
I couldn't get a plane, and so that gig was canceled. So now I'm happy to come back when the weather is perfect. Oh my God,
it's a beautiful
so
day
beautiful.
Today.
Yes.
Currently 77 degrees right here on the Teaneck yeah. Hackensack campus of Fairleigh Dickinson University.
That just rolls off your tongue.
I've been saying it for many years.
That's great.
I started here as a student in 1998, so
yeah.
It's Fairleigh Dickinson University is easy to say for me.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the new album. What's going on?
Well, there's this album called Blaze, and it's the kind of blaze that's like the blaze on a trail, not the fire blaze. This is the one where, you know, you're hiking up on the ridge and it's pretty foggy and it's not a lot of wear on this trail, and you think, man, I hope we didn't accidentally take a wrong turn, because we got to get to the shelter tonight because it's gonna rain. And then you see that little mark that somebody left. Someone has been here, and they knew that you were coming, and they left that little blue square just sliced into the tree, just enough that lets you know you're going to survive. And to me, that's the way these songs are. They sort of mark the trail of where I'm going. And I love songs that that help me live these glimpses of bliss and beauty that music shows to my heart. And I love the songs that sort of continually remind me that that's possible and to keep on that trail. Because what I really want is not just to feel the bliss of music, but the promise that it gave me so long ago is, hey, Dave, your life is supposed to feel like this. And, you know, I didn't even believe it at first. I said, oh, come on. Really? And it said, well, the music, it's not the thing itself. It's obviously just this transmission coming from this promise of what life could feel like. And so I kept following it as if that were true. And little by little, song by song, I have sung myself into more and more kind of sanity, more and more kind of not wasting my time with thoughts that kill me, but actually enjoying this life. So that is the advantage. That's what you tell your mom when you say, I want to be a musician. And she says, really? Do you really want to waste your life? I spent all that tuition at Fairleigh Dickinson University, and now you tell me you're going to be a musician? And you say, well, Mom, it's not about success or failure. Yes, it is, she says. And you say, no, actually, it's good that it's a humbling craft, because that way you have to dig a deeper well to know where your value comes from. And she say, who have you been listening to? That folky David Wilcox? Don't listen to him.
That's right.
So,
well, Mom, I was already a musician when I got into college, and my mother didn't exactly say that. She would say, just go to college just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case. In case you want to do, maybe you want to do something else.
Something good and productive and real. And, you know, my mom said, you're not still doing that music thing, are you? And I sort of said, yeah. She said, oh, that's too bad.
Right.
I said, no, really, I'm having fun. She said, well, in terms of respectability, it's just one step above house burglar.
Right.
I said, house burglar? Well, at least I've got something to fall back on.
Is that a career? Yeah. Right. Well, it opens up a good question. You know,
yes.
You've been doing this for a very long time. Your first album was 1987?
I think so.
And, you know, that's a long time to be doing, to be in the music industry. How has it been having music as a job? Well, of course, it's been a muse for you, but over these many decades, it's also been a job. But what's it been like to have music as a job?
It's been a spectacular exercise in not destroying myself with negative thoughts, because like any human, I can look at this life and find good reasons to really feel like, what a blessing to be able to work at what I love and spend my time doing what brings me joy. And I can look at those same events, the same day to day, and somehow poison it all with comparing to people who are spectacularly lucky in the music industry. And I can say, this is nothing. This is embarrassing. This is stupid. This is, you know. And when those thoughts come in, then I have to be a musician. The real musicianship is not just tuning the strings on the guitar. The real musicianship is tuning the attitude. And I think it's good that our culture makes it so ridiculously difficult to be a musician, because then the people who survive are the people who have done the work of tuning the attitude, which is really the music that we need, I think.
Very well said. And by the way, I've said all those things. This is stupid. I'm not doing this anymore. What's the point?
Yeah.
So you know, you go. You can't get through one thing without going through the other. But
yeah.
Well put. Well, we have about 5 minutes before the thing goes off.
I play
you think
song
you could
for
sneak
you.
Sneak a song in there?
Of course, I play for you this song.
Very good. What you play for us today?
Well, this is a song about the fact that she knew that lives run aground. And she just wondered how people with good intentions that make promises about how their lives are going to be, and then they just compromise themselves into mediocrity. She had a life to live. The day she left home, she vowed no surrender, no company drone. She wrote it down in crimson, she wrote it down in black, she wrote it down so deep, she's never gonna take it back. Make your clear and solemn vow before the age of compromise. Write it here and write it now, always right before your eyes. This tattoo, this tattoo, this tattoo. It isn't on the surface, it doesn't need to be. She wrote it down so deep, only she can see. She doesn't have to show it, it isn't made for show. She made the print so plain, it's written on her soul. Make your clear and solemn vow before the age of compromise. Write it here and write it now, always right before your eyes. This tattoo, this tattoo. Now with this tattoo, you make your promise of who you are and what you think. And this will be your binding contract written down in blood and ink. Decades ago, Joni sang this same accountability songs. I like tattoos. You know I've been to sea before. Crown and anchor me, or let me sail away. She had a life to live. The day she left home, she vowed no surrender, no company drone.
Beautiful. David Wilcox right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. You're listening to good music out there, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope we have some good music for you here this morning. I think we do. I think that's what we're doing here this morning. So, you're also an excellent guitarist.
Well, I spend a lot of time at it because it brings me joy. It wasn't my intention. I just wanted to listen to the guitar. I couldn't get anyone to play it enough. They kept wanting to, like, sleep and eat, and so I kept thinking, well, maybe I'll have to put my fingers on it. I mean, not that I'm a guitar player, but just that I get to hear the sounds it makes, and it's good for my heart. It was like oxygen, you know? I could go for a few hours without it, but then it was, music, oh, thank you. Get my heart back where I want it. So, yeah, I spend a lot of time just noodling. It still feels like stolen time. It still feels like I should be doing something, but no, I just play guitar.
Right. Well, that's very humble of you, but you have some wonderful licks and some wonderful control there, and it's a pleasure to watch you play.
Thanks.
How do you, I was just thinking about your new album here, and I was listening to it the other day, and being most familiar with your first album, as I mentioned, how do you feel your sound has changed? How have you changed as a writer or the sound of your overall music? You know, I felt like, and I mean this in the best way possible, I felt like Elvis Costello a little in there. I felt a lot of different influences coming through, almost Beatly once in a while, and how can you talk about the way that your music has evolved a little bit? And you know what? You might want to just hold your answer because we have about 45 seconds left. So our listeners can be hanging on that cliff, waiting to see how you're going to respond.
My pithy answer.
My God, how is he going to handle this tough question from Toth on Good Music? We will be right back with Mr. Wilcox on WFDU 89.1 FM in about 20 seconds. So please Don't go anywhere. Keep your radio tuned right here to 89.1 FM. It's a beautiful morning. It's a wonderful morning to open the window and do some yard work and listen to the radio as it floats through the screen door or something. I don't know. We'll be right back on Good Music.
This is WFDU Teaneck, heard worldwide on WFDU.FM, the radio voice of Fairleigh Dickinson University.
89.1 WFDU.
Hi, I'm Diane Korzynski from Paul's Motors Volvo. Music America on WFDU Teaneck is underwritten by a grant from Paul's Motors Sales and Service Incorporated. Paul's is located at 990 Goffle Road in Hawthorne, New Jersey. On the web at www.paulsvolvo.com. Our telephone number at Paul's is 973-427-5777. Paul's Motors urges you to drive safely and keep listening to Music America on WFDU Teaneck.
Hey, Lynn Crystal here to let you know that the Carnival of Song will be offering up some new spins and turns. We're expanding another hour. No extra tickets needed. Still the finest singer-songwriters and a few surprises. Saturdays, 4 to 7 on WFDU-FM.
Set it off like this.
Hey now, this is your soul rocker, Jimmy Blue. You know, they call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesdays are now going to be just as bad. Because afternoons from 1 to 3:45, you can tune into Code Blue, featuring the finest R&B, soul, rock, and blues heard anywhere on your radio dial. So come hang with me on 89.1 FM WFDU. Y'all going to dig this.
All right, so we've tabled that question long enough, but to refresh your memory, how has your music evolved? We're here with David Wilcox right here on WFDU 89.1 FM on Good Music, and he's kind enough to stop in and chat with us and play a little guitar and talk about how his music has evolved over the course of his career.
Well, the short answer is, it's gotten better. And I have verifiable, objective evidence about this. I still get to play for crowds who have never heard me before, which is an interesting blessing, really. I mean, if you have hits, you have to play the hits because people come and they want to feel what they felt, you know. But I have no hits. I just have all these sort of like a log of my therapy, of my acoustic therapy. And so people show up and they hear, you know, 28 songs in a night of music. And they come to me and they say afterwards, oh my God, that song about the, and they tell me that song. Oh, that was my favorite. That was the best one. And they list five or six songs that they really liked. And they say, which record is that on? And I say, well, actually, that's not recorded yet. I just wrote that a little while ago. And they say, oh, that was great. So it could be that I just play them better somehow. But I don't think so, because don't you think when you practice something, you get better at it? I don't know. Maybe practicing an emotion is different than... But anyway, the short answer is I've gotten better. The long answer is I can find ways to write a song that would have been too obvious before. Hmm. I can write a song that makes it interesting and find a way to put it in a story that makes it... so that it's gift wrapped. It's not just like handing you a gift and saying, it's a blender. But no, you kind of turn it and shake it and you kind of, oh, what is it? And little by little, the song opens and you say, oh, look, it's a... And then you're telling me, see, then it's your idea. So I've gotten better at finding a way in. And can I segue into a song?
You certainly may.
All right, so check this out. This is... this is my most recent song. This is about 2 weeks old. And, you know, it's about when life sort of falls through into the void and you suddenly feel that all your certainty is gone, you know, which is kind of a good thing. It makes life interesting. If you want to really know what this life is about, you can't ask somebody who's sort of comfy in the middle. You have to ask somebody who is living it sort of at the edges of this life. Because they have a view from the edge. a tiny little planet swirling through the stars in a traffic jam of orbits, Jupiter and Mars, dodging down the beltway, driving way too fast with the searchlights of the galaxy twinkling from the past. At the edge of where it's turning, going faster as it spins, there's a view into the darkness where emptiness begins. A tiny little planet, a backyard with a hedge. You were safe there in the middle, but the view is from the edge. Like the ones up on the tower, who really feel it sway when they're dashed against the railing and the railing breaks away and they're hanging by the wreckage and they feel it start to give. If they had the time to tell you, they could tell you how to live. Then the movie's over and we're back out on the street. It rained while we were in there, so it shimmers at our feet. The reflections of the skyline all sparkling above as we ride up to the top floor, falling more in love. Then the elevator opens, an old man with a cane. He steps in kinda slowly and winces with the pain, or maybe with the memory, to see that dress you wear in a fashion so familiar, I'm trying not to stare. Cause you look like his first love, when he could run for miles. She wore a dress just like yours, and now it's back in style. And he can see the beauty that you cannot perceive until you earn the eyes to glimpse it just before you leave. The balcony is bending, it will take your breath away. The fall is never ending, but it's here you want to stay. At the precipice of darkness, your toes right on the ledge. You were safe back in the middle, but the view is from the edge. A galaxy of stardust, nothing but a wisp, whirling through the darkness into the abyss. A tiny little planet, a backyard with a hedge. You were safe there in the middle, but the view is from the edge. You were safe there in the middle, but the view is from the edge. if that were the best recording ever of that song. With the gust of wind in the background, that was perfect.
Well, and I coughed.
Oh, that was good, too.
That's a beautiful song.
Thanks.
David Wilcox right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. You're listening to good music, and Mr. Wilcox was kind enough to come up today. You know, it's on this show, we often get a lot of new talent, young, you know, people who are just starting out or, you know, just kind of getting a handle on what it is they want to do musically and everything. So it's really a pleasure to sit down with someone who really, you know, you're a very masterful person when it comes to your catalog and your playing. So it's a pleasure to sit and listen to you today, I must say.
Thanks.
Speaking of your catalog, you know, you do have many years behind you. How do you go to pick and choose stuff? What stays? What goes? What do you focus on?
I play the songs that I'm trying to learn. And by that, I mean not how to play them, but how to live them. I play the songs that still have a lesson for me that I, you know, it's weird, but every time I write a new song, I really believe that, like, this is it. This is like the jump to light speed. This is the eternal bliss from here on out. And eventually it just turns into a song. And I think that's job security, the fact that a good song, you know, finds you where you are and takes you where you're going, and then you get off and you look for another ride. Because, you know, you there's always another song that's beckoning. And so I love that songs become obsolete, and I love to play the songs that hold a challenge for me. And there are some of them that hang around. They're old songs, but they travel with me. They change the meaning. Sort of like when you're driving and the moon is rising off to your left, and it's sort of sneaking through the backyards of the houses as you drive past the front yards, and the moon is keeping up with you. There are songs that that have stayed current, and I'm so grateful that that there was a glimpse of a lesson that I could get through the music that was sort of my Merlin, that that knew more about the future than the past, and said, you know, follow this, trust this, and little by little, you know, my life has gotten sweet. So I play the songs I want to learn.
That's great. So what's next? What's next down the line for you? You know, what aspirations, or what it seems like you have a lot of gas left in your tank, and and I'm just curious about what, you know, are you going to do a gospel album next? No, I don't know.
I think what I'm noticing is that there is a gradual transition to having music be part of other life-changing events. Like, for example, there's this Ireland trip coming up in about 5 weeks where people who are stopping to navigate in their lives are taking it as kind of a retreat and an inspiration, and it's, you know, music in the mornings, conversation, hiking in beautiful places, and 10 days of that. It's fascinating that the crowd that has gathered, we've got about 23 people so far, and you can find out about it on my website, of course, but the people that gather are really interesting people, and they've been kind of looking for something like this. And it's wild that because of what we have in common through this music, they kind of trust me to show up and kind of be present and soulful and curious and make this event not just kind of like these are the notes I've prepared, but following where we're led, and making this event kind of a vision quest for everybody. So that is how it's evolving, and I'm looking forward to more of this. What I want to do is, like, have a bike trip through Morocco or whatever, you know, staying in the wonderful little places and having people along who use the bicycle time for kind of a meditative thing, and and then bring their questions to the group at dinner and talk about what matters and talk about, like, you know, how they really want to feel, how they want to be in this life while they have some time left. And so that's where I want to go.
That's great. That's that may be the 21st century future of gigs, you know?
I think so,
right?
Yeah,
sort of event. Yeah. Because what's left, really, you know, I mean, we've gone the other way, the stadiums and everything, and now things are kind of getting smaller and smaller again, and that's an interesting way to look. You know, house concerts and stuff, I'm sure you've done your share of those and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's a great idea. Well, I'd love for you to, you know, we only have limited time. I'd love for you to play a little bit more.
Thank you, I'd love
if to. If you'd be so kind.
Sure. Let me play this one.
You're a man with some interesting tunings.
I like getting lost. So, you know, you can go down to the guitar store. You can buy a guitar that looks like it's been played in blues clubs for 30 years. And it's brand new. The Fender Custom Shop phenomenon is an odd thing, that it costs more to buy a beat-up, old-looking guitar. But, you know, some things just don't look right new. There are songs that I wrote in my 20s that I finally have the authority to play. Guitars play for generations, and they get handed down. A few cracks means more vibrations. It opens up the sound. The tough gigs land a trace of the places that they have been. Break them in. A hard road and a long string of losses can wind up somehow to win. Our love seat is natural leather. We've had it quite a while. It feels soft and warm and weathered. You can't fake that style. It shows years of the good conversation and company, family. What's the use of a love seat if it has no good proof of our love? That's patina. I like the work of a country brook that has worn down the mountain and speaks of the time it took. I like the feel of a river stone that has round down the edges from hard rains a rolling home. After the times that we've been through, well, you look more like you than you used to. More like you. Oh, 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 oh. Da-da-da-da-da. Our slate roof has copper flashing around the chimney stones. It looks great with decades passing after the green has grown. In that time, there's enough windy days where the leaves are blown, seeds are sown. Just enough for a bright, tiny flower to grace the crest of our home. That's patina. I like the work of a country brook that has worn down the mountain and speaks of the time it took.
like the feel of a river stone that has ground down the edges from hard rains are rolling home. And after the times that we've been through, well, you look more like you than you used to. More like you.
You know, one observation about your music, you always seem to have a lot of interesting songs and lyrics having to do with physical objects.
I like to make it visual, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. You know, it really, I don't know, there's something really interesting about that, be it a car or a motorcycle or, you know, there's something about you sort of... illustrating a physical object that's very interesting for me in your music.
Yeah.
And I think that song is an excellent example of that.
I like to start with the familiar, and I like to sort of get people sort of walking beside me talking about, yeah, I know, sure, I agree with you.
Yeah,
and
I've
then suddenly the parable kind of winds up to this vista that they never would have got to.
Right.
And they suddenly go, wait a minute. I like that.
Right. Well, Mr. Wilcox, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Thanks.
David Wilcox will be performing tonight, Saturday, May 31st. That's tonight, of course, 8 o'clock. It says 8 to 11. Is that a two-hour show?
Well, I like to play a long time.
Yeah, you do, huh?
I do. I have a lot of songs, and I feel better when I play them. So, you know, the crowd is like, please, Dave, stop. And I'm, no, sit down. The doors are locked.
That's great. Well, your folks are going to get a lot for your money. He will be in Westfield, New Jersey tonight, part of the Coffee with Conscience series at the First United Methodist Church in Westfield, New Jersey. And we do have some tickets, two pairs of tickets to give away. Sean, are you available back there? He's gone. Well, we'll play some music after we say goodbye to Mr. Wilcox, and if you'd like to call the station, we'd certainly love to get your name on the guest list and have you attend Mr. Wilcox's concert tonight in Westfield, New Jersey. The number here, 201-692-2012. The number to call again, 201-692-2012. I'll assume Sean is somewhere not far away, and he will grab the phone should it begin to ring. So, Mr. Wilcox, congratulations on a long career. Congratulations on your latest release, Blaze. Your website is
DavidWilcox.com.
DavidWilcox.com. You also have a presence on Twitter and Facebook, and folks can check him out there. And we'll be uploading some photos to the radio station's Facebook and my own social media world out there for everyone to take a look at what... the illustrated physical representation of what transpired here today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Mr. Wilcox.
My pleasure.
I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for playing good music.
Oh, I love that. I got to get a soundbite of that and use it again sometime. Let's go out with something from your new album, a song I enjoyed listening to, Ocean Soul.
Excellent choice.
Right here on, thank you very much, right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. It's good music.